Santa Cruz was the better fighter, the better boxer, the better all-round package in Vegas. And unfortunately, Carl is no longer world champion. That's not to say he can't get his belt back, because Santa Cruz versus Frampton is a match made in heaven. They've now had two incredible fights, compelling contests that the world has watched. And glorify that, because they've just been such brilliant battles. So number three will happen. The question is when it will happen. And also another question is where it will happen, because the Frampton camp, they obviously want that fight back in Belfast at Windsor Park. But the Santa Cruz party, I'm not so sure. Now, Leo Santa Cruz has said, Frank, he's willing to come to Belfast. But whether his people, the people who support him and the people who decide on his next move, want to come to Belfast, that's incredibly difficult to suggest, because I don't think they'll want to come anywhere near Belfast, because Frampton will have 30,000 crazy Northern Ireland people roaring them on. So there's a big decision to make for the Leo Santa Cruz camp. And because they won this fight, the ball is firmly in their court.
Is any other fight involving Frampton irrelevant now until he fights Santa Cruz again?
Well, I've also been hearing from Santa Cruz's people that they wouldn't mind another fight before they actually take Frampton on again, whereas Barry McGuigan is desperate to get Frampton in the ring against Santa Cruz as his next fight. So there's a lot of negotiations to be done here, and it's going to be really interesting to see how it pans out. Money will obviously play a huge part in this, because while you can make lots of money by having 30,000 people at Windsor Park and possibly pay-per-view, the big bucks are all in America, and because the TV companies will pay mega bucks if that fight is in Vegas again. And McGuigan and his team will do everything they can, I am certain, to have Carl Frampton's next fight against Santa Cruz in Belfast. But as I was saying earlier on, ultimately this could come down to Santa Cruz and what his party and he wants to do next.
Yeah, but presuming that Frampton doesn't get the fight with Santa Cruz and Santa Cruz goes off and fights someone else, does Frampton need to continue fighting, or does he wait until he fights the winner of Santa Cruz versus the next person?
Oh, no, he will definitely have a fight in the summer. There's no question about that. Whether that's against Santa Cruz or someone else, it could be against Lee Selby, who's another world champion in that division. And that one could be at Windsor Park, because Selby's obviously from the UK and would happily travel to Windsor. So yes, there will definitely be a fight in the summer for Carl Frampton. He wants it to be against Leo Santa Cruz, and if he does take on Santa Cruz, obviously his tactics are going to have to change, because that was a very telling point in Vegas, that Santa Cruz got his tactics spot on. He changed his tactics from the first fight, and whenever Carl was largely in control, and then it worked for Santa Cruz. But yes, there will be a fight in the summer. I hope it's against Santa Cruz at Windsor Park, but at the moment that's a wait and see scenario.
And Santa Cruz, of course, would be calling, if you excuse the pun, the shots on the money there, wouldn't he? If he's going to come the whole way to Windsor Park to risk his title, he's bound to be on a bigger purse than Carl.
Well, I would have thought so. He would have to be, because he's also now the champion. And in boxing, the champion tends to call the shots. So, you know, Santa Cruz is a brilliant fighter. You know, we talked last week before the fight, Frank, that we thought it would be tight, but I did feel that Carl would edge it. But Santa Cruz, he showed all his experience. He showed all his ring guile. And he fought a very smart fight. And Carl and Carl's team are going to have to come up with a solution to beat him next time around. But the third fight in the trilogy is always the biggest one anyway. And it's 1-1 at the moment. And I think Carl Frampton will be gunning to make it 2-1. Can you imagine if that fight does happen at Windsor Park, Frank? It'll just be one of the biggest occasions in Northern Ireland sport.
It'll be mind-blowing. Absolutely. One final point before you go, Stephen. And I'm asking the question this morning. Are Celtic too good for the Scottish League?
Well, they're certainly too good for everyone else in the Scottish League. I know it's further down the line, Brendan Rodgers would love Celtic to play in the Premier League, but he's also stated that he thinks that Premier League teams would be scared of Celtic because of the multitude of fans that they have and the potential that that club has if you get into a league where the money is so vast as is the Premier League. And the other factor is, if Celtic did come to England, you would have to think they couldn't just jump into the Premier League, because there would be an almighty row with the rest of the teams, the Championship teams, League One teams. So, yeah, you're totally right. Right at this moment in time, Celtic are far and away the best team in Scotland. I fully expect them to win the treble. They've already won the League Cup. They're going to win the title at a canter, and I think they'll win the Scottish Cup. But you know what? Fair play to Brendan Rodgers, because if you remember last year when Ronnie Delia was in charge of Celtic, although they won the titles under Delia, they certainly weren't the kings of the cup. So Brendan Rodgers has gone in there. He has revitalised that side. I think he's revitalised the support as well. And the man from Carnlough is doing an absolutely fantastic job. Would I like to see Celtic play in England? Well, do you know what? I'd love to see them play in England for the challenge. And I'd also love to see Rangers play in England whenever they get a chance. But then you're talking about a British league. And who knows where that would lead. But yes, Celtic, far and away the best team in Scotland. So good it almost hurts the rest of them. And for Brendan Rodgers, what a return to management it has been for him.
Totally. Stephen, always good to speak to you. Thank you very much indeed. Stephen Beacom, broadcaster and writer on every sport that ever excites any of us. And that point about Celtic, are they too good to be in Scottish football? Is it time for them to go in, even maybe in the Championship in England, work their way, I would say, quite quickly up to mid-table in the Premier League? They're bound to be as good as that. Think of all the crowds coming up from England to watch the Celtic games and Celtic fans travelling to all those English venues. Is it time for the footballing authorities to see sense, record-breaking Celtic,